those mornings where I hearing the deacon proclaim the gospel made me think of like, oh, maybe I should have preached on that a little bit. Because what struck me as the deacon was reading, as a side note, Jesus went to dine, and the people there were observing him carefully. And I was just thinking, what does it mean to observe Jesus carefully? And am I observing Jesus carefully? What does that mean? So that might be a homily for the future, maybe, but it just struck me. The readings today, though, speak about the virtue of humility. And it made me think about a time where I experienced this virtue, as I'm sure many of us have, and made me kind of think of it in a different way. About once a year, it is encouraged for priests to continue their education by going to a conference or something and learn about like scripture or spirituality or something along that line. And so last January, I made the sacrifice to go to a scripture conference in California. And it was a big sacrifice, but... And the conference focused on the Gospel of Luke, since that is the gospel that we are primarily working with this year. And so myself and some other priests from Milwaukee went over and joined priests from across the country. And overall, the conference was as good as the weather. Now, at that time, I'd only been a priest for just a few months. And so there's a lot of little things I was still learning about this new life. One of the things was how to pack as a priest, which was different. And there are things I just never really considered to bring. And for instance, for Mass, I needed to remember to bring my alb, a cincture, and a stole. Well, this time I remembered two out of those three things, and I forgot to bring a stole, which is pretty awkward because that's a pretty significant piece to have. Thankfully, though, one of the priests I was traveling with had an extra one. And so I was like, perfect. My mind was set at ease. I was like, this is going to be okay. And so we get to the conference and we split up. We go to our rooms and get settled in. And then we go and meet to where we're having Mass for the day. And so I'm in my alb with my cincture, and I walk into this makeshift chapel, and I see a host of priests all getting ready for Mass. And one after another, I see them put on these just beautiful stoles that they had brought along. You know, they reminded me of some of the things I had here. Many of them were long with tassels at the end, with beautiful embroidery, just some really nice stuff. Well, I scan the room and I see my friend and I walk over to him and I say, like, hey, do you have that extra stole for me? And he goes, yeah, I got it right here. And he reaches into his pocket and he brings out something like this. But even smaller than this. Now, a stole is a stole, but this clearly is not what I was expecting or hoping for. I also was not expecting, when I flipped the stole to the white side, to see one of the sides covered with blue ink because a pen had exploded and had kind of put blue ink all over it. So here I am, a newly ordained priest, trying to fit in with everyone, in a room filled with priests from all over the country, with a stole that did not go past my stomach, and it wasn't even completely white because a pen had exploded. Talk about first impressions. And I'd never felt so self-conscious in my entire life. And I wore that stole for the next 4 days, every time we had Mass. And it was terrible. It was terrible. I'm not even going to pretend. I hated it. Because I assumed everyone was judging me, all of these priests. I felt less than everyone. I was embarrassed. I was kicking myself for not bringing a stole. And it was so hard to just sit there. Just sit there. The stole felt like it had gained, you know, 1,000 times its weight. And all I wanted to do was do something. You know, I wanted to go around and explain to everyone why I was wearing the stole, that it wasn't mine. I wanted to just, like, shout it out. But all I could do was just sit there, just feeling as if I was somewhere I should not be. It's interesting that I was there at Mass, so sitting there at Mass. And sitting there, I eventually just thought, So this is what it's like to be humbled. I have been given the lowest place in the room. And eventually, I actually began to thank God for this moment, because it occurred to me that this is what Jesus must have felt. This is what he must have felt when he left the heights of heaven and became a man, putting on our sin-stained human nature. This is what he must have felt as he was mocked and judged and no one was listening to God himself. And this is what he must feel like at every Mass, as he contains himself in a tiny piece of bread and a small cup of wine. Humility. To take the lowest place, even if you are God. And in this, I began to think of a definition of humility that I hadn't really considered before. And that is, humility is to receive what you have been given. Receive what you are given. The first guest in the gospel assumed the higher position was for him, and so he went and he just claimed it. The second guest, in his humility, waited to receive it and received the lowest place first. In Jesus' humility, he did not claim a palace for his birth, but received the crib we gave him. In his humility, he did not claim the death of a king, but received the death of a sinner we gave him on a cross. And so sometimes we need to be humbled by God. I think each one of us here right now is experiencing God humbling us in some aspect of our life. Maybe it's a physical injury or limitation that we're experiencing. Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it's, you know, not being the smartest person in the room. Maybe it's not having as much money as those around us. Maybe we're not as holy as the ones that we hang out with. Maybe it's a sin that we just can't seem to get rid of, the ones that we're always confessing. Something where we feel as if we're sitting in the lowest place. And yet, God never seats us in the seat that he has not already sat in. He asks us to be humble because he has been humbled. He allows us to be humbled through suffering because he has suffered. He allows us to be humbled by death because he has died. And we need to be humbled. Otherwise, we keep trying to claim the highest place. In fact, and this is what the saints say, we should even rejoice at those moments being humbled, that God humbles us, because it allows us to participate in the life of Christ and identify with him in a profound and intimate way. For strangely enough, the masses I had with that stole were some of the most prayerful that I had felt, because all I could do was unite my embarrassment with God, a God who embarrassed himself in bread and wine, far more humiliating than a tiny ink-stained stole. And so in that moment, I just felt so connected with Christ. It's like, yes, Lord, humbling. So all of us here are sitting with something which makes us feel unlike everyone in this room, in the lowest seat, humbled, except for one person, Jesus Christ, who knows exactly what you are going through, and perhaps that is the greatest seat to be in.